Even a short government shutdown can have lasting effects on science and technology.
The agencies that move the innovation economy, you know, National Science Foundation, National Institutes of Health, they're very calculated in terms of their timelines.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The federal government is back open today after a shutdown that lasted 3 days. But the budget impasse is not over. This could all start again in 3 weeks. And that puts strain on science and tech agencies like the National Institutes of Health, NASA, the Centers for Disease Control, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It even hurts private partnerships. During this weekend shutdown, SpaceX had to delay a test fire of its newest rocket. So we wondered, when government is disrupted, how does it affect the country's ability to innovate? Nicole Turner Lee is a fellow at the Center for Technology Innovation at the Brookings Institution.
You know, when you look at innovation, I think we're not going deeper under the surface of what impact the shutdown will actually have on current projects that are really pushing out science, technology, biomedical engineering, areas that, you know, require research and development, where people are going to be able to invest, if projects are going to be able to continue. We've already heard with the SpaceX program that they cannot launch the new Falcon project without the U.S. Air Force personnel being available to help them with that.
Yeah. And so what happens if, you know, the government reopens this week, it shuts down again in 3 weeks? I mean, the SpaceX launch as just one example, will they hold off on that until they see whether there's a deal again in February?
I mean, our hope is that they won't, right? Because innovation moves at the speed of light, and light moves very quickly, right? That we can't often calculate how long it's actually going, instead of what scientists actually tell us. People have, you know, for months probably planned for conferences that they're going to go to. You've got papers that have to come out. You're in the middle of a flu epidemic, and I can't tell you, Molly, what's going to happen with this off-on mentality that we're sort of putting in front of these government agencies. But it may not be pretty when we're trying to recover the losses.
Then what about private partnerships? You know, as these budget cuts have been proposed, as deregulation has been proposed, there's been sort of a shifting of the burden to private industry and a sense that public-private partnerships can continue to drive innovation forward. What happens if one side, you know, doesn't hold up the deal?
I don't know. I don't think I would want all of my R&D just dependent on private sector partnership for public interest cause. We really have to sit back and say the government shutdown means a lot to the continuous nature of our society and what people have come to expect when it comes to innovation, when it comes to general efficiency, when it comes to our everyday lives. And, you know, honestly, I don't think just I was here for 2013, Molly. It wasn't a pretty sight. Yeah. We lost a lot of money. There are cities that are dependent on the funding that's coming out of the government to create more innovative cities and smart services. They can't do that either.
And then what about those sort of long-term consequences as America sort of tries to maintain its leadership in the innovation economy? What does it mean long-term when our government just isn't functioning very well?
To me, it seems that we've got to come up with a very specific plan to maintain some consistency in our government and to understand the codependence of all of these actors in the type of society that we have built and we want to continue to build. This is not an on and off switch for those things that are important to the creation of ideas and the circulation of the ideas marketplace. And I think that's the part that we keep missing, that keeps becoming pawns in this whole debate.
That's Nicole Turner Lee, a fellow at the Center for Technology Innovation at the Brookings Institution. As for SpaceX, it may have to push the launch date of its new Falcon Heavy rocket to mid-February. Right around the time, the government could potentially be shut down again. And speaking of space, among many other science and tech disruptions during the 2013 government shutdown that lasted 16 days, the Office of Management and Budget reported that NASA lost an entire year of some space science research because the National Science Foundation couldn't launch research balloons from its station in Antarctica. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.